It's time for Real Estate Now with the Carandy and Dunn team of Keller Williams Realty, Eugene and Springfield. Your hosts, Jennifer Carandy and Catherine Dunn, are sisters, realtors, and one of the top teams in Lane County. You may know them from their popular How to Sell Your Home seminars. Now, let's talk real estate here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Carandy.
And I'm Catherine Dunn. The question we're going to answer today is, how do I stage my house to get the highest price?
That's a great question. Let's define the word staging. Traditionally, staging is when a designer brings in furniture and accessories to furnish a vacant home. There's another term we like to use for occupied homes, and that's restyling. This is when a designer comes in and uses your existing furniture and accessories to make the home look its best. You can do your own restyling if you're good at decorating. However, keep in mind that it might be hard to be objective about your own house, so it might be better to have a third party to help you with the finishing touches.
So we're going to give you some tips to get started on restyling your home. On the inside, you'll want to create a light and bright feeling, because that's what buyers want, light and bright. So how do you do that? Well, first, clean the windows inside and out, and any skylights. If you don't like washing windows, hire a window washer. Also, dust and wash your light fixtures, especially the glass ones, and replace any burned out light bulbs. We suggest getting LED bulbs, not compact fluorescent bulbs that take a long time to heat up. That way, buyers will be able to see your house as soon as they turn on the lights. Then look at your paint colors, because dark paint can make a room seem too dark and smaller than it really is. So if you have dark colors, consider repainting in a light neutral color, like a creamy off-white.
Once you have your home looking light and bright, it's time to create a spacious feeling. To do that, you'll want to start decluttering. In the kitchen, remove everything from the kitchen counter, clean it really well, then put back what you use on a day-to-day basis, and any items you want to use to decorate. Also, remove the magnets and photos on your refrigerator. We're not trying to make the house seem cold and vacant. We want it to feel homey and spacious. The kitchen is the most important room in the house. When a buyer walks in, we want them to be able to imagine what it would be like to bake cookies, bread, or whatever they want in your kitchen.
And then you'll want to declutter in your bathrooms too. Clean off the counter and only put back what's needed for decorating. Remove all the personal items from the countertop like razors, hairbrushes, toothbrushes, and put those in the top drawer so you'll have easy access to them. Clean out the shower caddy too. And once the kitchen and bathrooms are decluttered, move on to the rest of the rooms in your house.
You'll also want to consider removing personal items too, like family photographs and any collections. This can be hard for sellers, and it can help if you understand that the purpose is to allow buyers to walk in and imagine themselves living in the house. And it can be difficult to imagine themselves living there when they see someone else's very personal items. A few photos are okay, but too many can be distracting because buyers like to look at them. While they're looking at your photos and collections, they're not looking at your house. Also, take a look at the furniture arrangement in each room and rearrange the furniture if you need to so each room feels spacious.
Now, there's a lot more you can do to get your home ready for sale, and that's why we conduct free seminars on how to sell your home for the highest price. In fact, we have seminars coming up, and you can see upcoming dates and locations at EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was Real Estate Now. Jennifer and Catherine want your questions to air on future shows, so visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com to submit your questions. That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. Then join us Tuesdays at 7:15 a.m. for more Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.